This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. U.S. President Donald Trump is threatening to cut federal funding to California for aid during wildfires. AP correspondent Ben Thomas has the story.
Several destructive blazes have burned across California over the past couple weeks, fueled by strong, dry winds. But President Trump is threatening to cut emergency aid to help the state deal with the wildfires. In a tweet, he accuses the state's Democratic governor, Gavin Newsom, of doing a terrible job of forest management, and says he'll offer no more federal help. Newsom replied with his own tweet saying, "You don't believe in climate change, you're excused from this conversation." The state controls just a small percentage of California's forest land. The federal government manages most of it. Ben Thomas, Washington.
Newly released documents show a Trump campaign official told the FBI that during the 2016 presidential race, the campaign's chairman, Paul Manafort, pushed the idea that Ukraine, not Russia, was behind the hack of the Democratic National Committee's servers. That unsubstantiated theory was advanced by President Trump even after he took office, and it would later help trigger the impeachment inquiry now consuming the White House. Notes from an FBI interview were released Saturday after a lawsuit by BuzzFeed News that led to public access to hundreds of pages of documents from Special Counsel Robert Mueller's investigation. The Islamic State has claimed responsibility for an attack in northeastern Mali. It killed at least 53 soldiers, the group's news agency reported. It did not cite evidence for that report. Mali's government says the soldiers and one civilian were killed in an attack on an army post in northern Mali. In September, nearly 40 soldiers were killed in two separate jihadist attacks on two military bases. You can find more on this and other stories at voanews.com. You're listening to VOA News. Britain's election campaign heated up Sunday, even before it officially started, with Prime Minister Boris Johnson saying he would apologize to Conservatives for failing to take Britain out of the European Union by October 31st. Appearing on Sky News, Johnson made clear the central platform heading into a general election in December.
The difference between this government and any other party is that only this government offers a deal that is ready to go and a way of delivering it immediately in the middle of December, if we're lucky enough to get a majority. Now, of course, it's a big if.
Liberal Democrats leader Joe Swenson told Sky News Johnson has only himself to blame for missing his October 31st deadline.
He wanted this job for so long. And he was prepared to say whatever he felt he should say in order to get that job without giving any real thought to what he would do. So he made a stupid promise that do or die, we would be out on the 31st of October, without actually planning how to do that.
All seats in the 650-seat House of Commons are up for grabs in the December 12th election. Nigel Farage, the pro-Brexit campaigner, says he will not stand in the British snap election. Instead, he says he plans to devote his time to campaigning against Boris Johnson's EU withdrawal deal. Saudi Aramco started its initial public offering on Sunday, 7 weeks after crippling attacks on its oil facilities. Reuters' David Doyle has more.
Saudi Arabia kick-started an initial public offering of the world's largest oil company on Sunday, 3 years after a listing of Saudi Aramco was first flagged, and just 7 weeks after crippling attacks on its oil facilities. The IPO will be split into two tranches, one each for institutional and individual investors. Sources say Aramco could offer 1 to 2% of its shares, raising as much as $20 billion to $40 billion. The company is valued by bankers and company insiders at around $1.5 trillion, 50% more than the world's most valuable listed companies, Microsoft and Apple.
That's Reuters' David Doyle reporting. Anti-government protesters in Iraq's capital have shut down key roads. Iraq's prime minister is calling on them to reopen. Schools and government offices are also closed in Baghdad and other Iraqi cities on Sunday, the start of the work week in the Muslim-majority country. Demonstrators are demanding change in the country's political system. The protests, which began a month ago, have increased in size in recent days, with demonstrators defying security forces that have killed scores of people. Marissa Melton, VOA News.